Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast and maybe you thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. Can't live without me.
Hello, regular guys and regular gals and regular people. Yeah, we fooled them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
made
did.
It's another Friday, Kelsey and Pooja.
Woo! Yes.
And you know, whose day is today, people?
The people.
The people.
The people's day. Your day today. And wow. How many more days, how many more Fridays do you even have until the day of all days, Christmas Day?
Whoa.
Not many, right?
Christmas Eve's on a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that I don't like that. We lose a day. The people lose a day.
I know.
That's our day. It's not Christmas Eve's another day.
Yeah, freaking rude.
Yeah. You guys, we are on different coasts temporarily.
Temp.
Yeah, I gave the regular gals here a mandatory viewing assignment. You know, it's funny. Like, remember, I think it was on your summers. Did you guys get reading lists?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right? What was it called? Was there a special name for it?
Summer reading.
Yeah.
Summer reading list. Okay. Yeah. I think there should be a, there's got to be a regular guy Friday mandatory viewing. But I'll certainly give you one that I feel all of the Hill Squad needs to watch. And it's on Apple. It's a documentary. And it's called 'Twas the Fight Before Christmas. And, you know, it's funny. I love Christmas. I love Christmas specials. I love Christmas content. This is a whole other take on Christmas. And I only watched it just because I thought it was going to be something to get me in the spirit of the holidays. What I didn't realize was that it was going to be such a reinforcement and such an education in narcissistic personality disorder. And when you see somebody who's a total narcissist and has what they call the right man complex, and I've talked about that on the show before, that's when you feel that you are so in the right that you'll stop at nothing because you're right. And if you notice, a lot of despots, world leaders, psychopaths, sociopaths, and narcissists, which, by the way, I actually learned the difference between all three this week. Kind of interesting.
Very fine lines between all of them.
Psychopaths are born that way. Sociopaths are formed into being what they are. And narcissists, you know, they're not quite as extreme as the psychopath or the sociopath. And they can have a smaller degree of empathy. And because they want to be loved and appreciated, they can be more human. So anyway, that's the regular guy definition of all of it. But Maria and I just watched Twas the Fight Before Christmas thinking, okay, this would be, you know, I usually have a good sense of what to watch. And I'm like, this would be good content. And I think half of it, Maria's mouth was open.
Same here.
That's okay. How we felt. And you know, I really do want all of you to see it because I feel like more than half of you listening and in life will at one point be confronted with this kind of personality. Oof. Unfortunately.
I hope never.
I hope never as well. And sometimes I think you only get one. That was told to me when I had my one 20 years ago. Like, listen, this is going to be a long ride, but I think in your lifetime, you only get one of these. And I think the reason I maybe have only gotten one is because I could see the other ones coming now and could sidestep. But I think sometimes we're attracted to these people, but then other times you just come in contact with them and it's random. We've talked about, again, you know, me being Kevin Undergaro, narcissist hunter. You know, the one thing about them is you really can't win. But you've got this, and again, I don't want to, this is going to be a little spoilers, but it's still worth seeing. Honestly, I really implore you to see it. If you have narcissists in your life, and I think a lot of the Heal Squad does because they prey on people with those personalities. But I think that chances are pretty good. And if you're somebody who likes to stick up for other people and feels bad for people and is always kind of an advocate for people that deal with narcissists, it's good to see because you'll be able to help and coach them. Because I think I think that even if you don't have to deal directly with one, chances are your son or daughter will date one, your best friend will be with one, you know, whatever. There's always a way that it can affect the people around you, which I swear to God, there needs to be like a support group just for the friends and the loved ones of people who are victimized by narcissists, because it's that much of a drain, because it's just so hard what they put you through. And it's so hard it's impossible to defeat them. And you're so confused by what they're doing to you because you can't even fathom it in your brain, the lengths and the extremes they'll go to. And then you dump all that onto your partners and your friends and they feel bad and they want to help, but then they're in it and realize they can't do anything either. So, you know, the thing opens up with a guy who's like, I just want it. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. And I love decorating my house. And I love Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation because he put lights all over his house. That's what I want to do. And I did it. And everyone in the world came out to see it. It was amazing. And literally, like, we decided we needed a bigger house to do it in. And so they go into a homeowners association to do it. And when I say they do it in a big way where it's tied to a charity and they've got traffic that comes in and out. And I mean, it's a really, really big ordeal. And the homeowners association, he asks permission and they say no. And then this basically war erupts. And I'm really abbreviating it because he repeatedly said,
when you're on the go 24/7, like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're going to love it.
Not asking for permission.
It escalated so quickly. Like, I was so confused. I was just like, wait, what?
Well, that's okay. So, and again, I feel bad. I want you guys to weigh in at some point. And I almost wish it could be a watch along where I could assign this to you guys and you guys could listen to it. I watch it and then come back and hear this episode. But what struck me was that the Homeowners Association, you know, and by the way, if you've ever dealt with the Homeowners Association, they usually are, they alternate between being petty and lame. I've never known one that's like, oh, we've got the greatest HOA. Like, they usually either lame and don't do what they need to do, or they're petty and very small-minded and clicky, and they break your balls over anything. And you could see the former HOA president was kind of like that. That's why he was very sarcastic with his letter he sent back to this person who wanted to move in and do all the Christmas stuff. But he was no match for it. Like, he had, I could see degrees of it. I bet you anything, the narcissism and kind of the guy you don't want to deal with, but he was no match for this monster that came in. And yeah, and then right away it was go, and it was on. And I will turn it over to you guys in a second. But why I really wanted to talk about it today was because the one president, the fiend was a mother, a housewife, and seemed like a very decent woman who really loved the neighborhood, loved people. And when I saw the horror on her face, this guy was calling her incessantly around the clock and being like the, you know, sweet, nice person. She's taking every call. She's trying to appease him. She's trying, and, you know, and he's doing just what that personality does. All he's doing is baiting her. He's recording her. He's trying to use everything he can against her. He's bullying the hell out of her. But you see the horror in her face. Did you see even like some of the videos of how beaten down she was? And she's crying. Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking of all the precancer cells that are forming in this lady. And I can't even imagine probably her thyroid. I bet you so many autoimmune diseases she has and doesn't even realize how it's tied to this. But the way her face was just so spooked and so horrified, I'm like, I've seen that face before. Oof. You know, I've seen it before. And I'll tell you, when my person was doing it to me, the people around me had those same faces. Like, they were like, wait, what? And I said to Maria, I'm like, we've dealt with, then in Hollywood, we've dealt with so many of these people that now it's like, I literally look at my watch and, okay, this is the next move. But when you see people respond in that way, that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because, and I know you two both were like kind of confused over the whole thing. And I'm glad, because I think that's most people, because you don't really realize. You think you're just watching a documentary and, oh, this is a Tiger King. Ha ha ha. No. No, there's many. And guess what? News for your people, newsflash, with the way we've all gotten so narcissistic and out of control, there's many more of those people that are out there. And this guy, the lengths he goes to destroy these people's individual lives, and he's a lawyer, and he's recording them, he's setting them up, he's building a paper trail, they made the mistake of saying, listen, it sounds like this is a Christian event and maybe the whole neighborhood's not Christian. They put that in there and he jumped on it like the narcissists do. And then he hung it, the right man complex. You're trying to, you know, cancel Christmas. You are anti-Christian. And he turned it into that. And again, I'm right. I can't be stopped. And then everyone hit the people that hear that go immediately say, oh, what a bunch of Scrooges. You know, the rest of the naive public that just today more than ever just wants to take people's heads off, attacks this neighborhood, attacks these people. But I'm going to turn it over to you guys now, because I'm glad you guys are confused. I probably like take away some of your confusion now, but I really think it's important, because I feel so badly for people when you have to go against this kind of personality and it comes in your life and average people, regular people are just like, huh, wait, what am I dealing with? So, okay. So now Kelsey, thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, it was wild. And the woman really got me because like as an outsider watching it, it's
a woman who was the president of the association that was really being terrorized by him.
Yeah. And it was hard to watch that, but it's also interesting from the outside. Cause you're like, you almost don't understand why she's so distraught, yeah. You know, because unless you've ever been in that situation. And like, I knew, and like, I haven't been in a situation like Kev or like her, but to a degree I have, like I've dealt with some narcissists before.
But he's calling her every
incessantly.
Minute. He lives across the street.
Right.
He's at the mailboxes.
Her.
He's filming
right.
your house.
Well, and what I was going to say.
And remember, he's getting energy off this.
Right.
He's having, it's like a little kid just pulling wings off of like a fly and pulling the appendages. Just a little sadist
out of it. Yeah.
Just having his fun. Yeah. Torturing them.
Well, and what I was gonna say too is like you can tell they do like flashbacks to when they were like in court, and she looks like she has like the life drained out of her.
Yes.
Like her black circles under her eyes.
She didn't sign up for that. She signed up for, I want to have a beautiful neighborhood,
right.
And get to know my neighbors and have my children grow up in this wonderful place. That's what she signed up
for. So yeah, that was like disturbing to me. And also the other thing that was disturbing was like how he acted with his family and like his wife. I was just like,
talk, come on.
And it was just like, I don't know how to even put it in words. It was just like crazy to me. Like even there's one scene where he can't get his sentence or his point across because his kids are interrupting and his wife's attending to his children. And then he's getting pissed that he can't finish his sentence. And she's just like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm attending to our kids, but he's always right. And he's like, Kevin,
and it's all about him.
It's all about him.
And all of it went back to him becoming significant.
Right.
This case is going to be studied forever.
Ever. Yeah.
And I'm going to save Christmas. And
crazy.
Yeah, he it was funny because at first it's like you see him with his kids and he's purposely being overly sugary sweet and fun with them. Merry Christmas and that stuff. And the other thing, Pooja, we're going to lose you now.
Give
us a quick take. Can you give us a quick take before you go?
Hot take. Yeah. I was just, it made me so uncomfortable. You know, those types of like those movies where you sit there or shows and it like just, you can feel your skin like crawling. That's like what I got whenever he was on the screen. Me and Kelsey kept like looking at each other and being like,
yes.
And that's like us through a screen. Yeah. And like we could feel like our energy was getting drained and it wasn't even happening to us. We were just watching it and like seeing what was happening to the people that he was like targeting. So I cannot imagine how those people were feeling, like who he was actually doing it to. So I think the film did a great job at making you feel how he made those people feel. Like they conveyed that really well.
Maria's going to interview. I know Kelsey, you guys, Maria's talking to the filmmaker to have her on better together.
She is a hard nug to get. I'm like tweeting at her. She has zero people, but like that makes, to me, that makes her even more of a badass that she, I like literally, yeah. But we're going to get her.
Yeah, we will. All right, so Pooja, you're going to check out. Pooja has another assignment, but off air, Pooja, we will be. Yeah,
we're
going to talk a little bit more about this.
Perfect. I can't wait to
God forbid the day comes. Kels, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more of that. We'll talk about my new thing of random texts of kindness. Actually, no.
I
random
like that.
No, random texts of gratitude.
Oh, even better.
Random texts of gratitude. Then I'm going to talk about a question you need to ask yourself if you really want to achieve a goal or be successful. All that and more. We'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to Spice Fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Okay, Kel, so we are back. We're discussing the fight before Christmas. And really, someone who has, you know, a narcissistic personality disorder, and by the way, he may even be socio, but narcissistic personality disorder, and that kind of person that you get caught in their crosshairs, you are in trouble.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And so yeah, so yeah. he makes his whole life about making their lives hell.
It's so creepy to me, Kev, like that he honestly, because you wouldn't, when you first meet this guy, you know, he comes across as like a quote unquote nice guy.
He's Jeff Graham to start out with.
Yes.
He's Jeff Graham. He's all
pleasant,
nice. He loves
he's
Christmas.
Nice. And then you like these
ready
interviews.
For a slow coffee.
Yes. And then these interviews, you're just like, you are actually a sociopath.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Like, you honestly believe that you are doing the right thing, or that you are, it's so mind-blowing.
And by the way, he convinced himself of that.
Oh yeah,
somewhere in it, that guy just wants the spotlight. And Maria said, was asking me, what could they have done differently? And I said, not a thing. The only way this would have been avoided is if they said, oh my god, we're so excited, how can we help you? And then even if they helped him, as long as he was the boss and they all decorated the house the way he said, and it could, as long as he was the king, that was it. And the dictator, excuse me. As long as he was, that's the only way this would have worked. Nothing else was going to work. And, you know, like, I'm a lawyer. Well, guess what, dude? You're a lawyer. You know you're going into a homeowners association. You know, when you go into an association, that's what you sign up for. It's different. It's not like a regular neighborhood. There's going to be different regulations. And it's so sad. Like, anyway, even like he starts then finding out any infractions other people have, like they have a flag in their front yard.
Everything. And he took pictures of everything.
Everything.
And kept it in his records.
That's it. That's your life. And eventually, you either, again, you either have to take that guy away or move away yourself.
The woman with the three dogs killed me.
Yeah, you know, there's even someone who had, you're only supposed to have two dogs. She had three. And you hear him in his voiceover going, I'm going to take that white dog. It's going to look nice in my house.
Gross.
Yeah. And you know, what I hope for is that this gets out there in such a big way that he's defeated. You know what I mean? Like, dude, sell your house, go get a house like I have here in the middle of nowhere and do your thing and You're have
right.
at it.
Right.
You know, and have at it. Like, but, there's people out there who will die to be right. And you can see his wife, like, was, again, when it starts out, he's very sugary sweet with the kids. But the longer it goes and the more the camera runs, you see that he's not, that he's all about this. The kids are just props. You know, the wife is a prop. It's all about this fight and significance and probably whatever he has to do to make money to, you know, legally, but because he's a lawyer. And the worst kind of lawyer, because he literally in every threat, it's, I'm a lawyer. I want you to know I'm a lawyer. I want you to, and, you know, and man, you talk about the universe communicating to me. But that's a whole lot of things.
Oh.
No, because recently we were at an event and there was a personality type like that who politics came up and this guy just trampled. The other people around him, he just trampled and was louder than them and just talked over them and, you know, was smart and well-read, but was like a bully and kind of the same thing, like, and energy to be avoided. You know, I go back, I tell you, and there's so many things again, which with the show, I tell you, we only need to do the 35, I don't know, maybe the 50, the box set, and you'll have everything you need. But I've said with that, I'll take it back to wrestling and my friend Bob Backlund, who had that maneuver called the chicken wing. And when he put you in the chicken wing, it would instantly dislocate your shoulder. And there was really no way to get out of it. And
I
talked to other MMA fighters, they would say, you know, oh, I can do this, I can do that. And Backlund pulled me aside one time and just said, Kevin, really the best defense is don't get put in it. And, you know, when you see these people coming, just get away from them. Get away as fast as you can. Don't get put in the chicken wing. It really is the only defense. And anyway, it was a little PTSD for me, but more, I really know that unfortunately half of you are going to deal with this. And it's good so you don't think you're crazy. You know, so then you can reserve, like what I'm saying to Maria today, we had this conversation, it was about someone else. I said, Maria, for all the psychotics we've dealt with in our childhoods and in Hollywood, I'm like, what would surprise us? And she's like, yeah, right, nothing. I go, no, nothing. What's, you know, at this point you go, okay, yeah. And you, for FIPO, for entertainment purposes only, I may like say, oh my God, I can't believe this person did that or that. But the truth is, I've seen it before, and I think because when you are ready for those people, you still really can't beat them, but you also won't let them tear you down as bad as they could. I just, like I said, when I could just see these nice people were just horrified. Midwesterners,
they didn't know what to do. Yeah.
No match for him. And like I said, I hope that by this movie getting out there, maybe his feathers will be plucked. And it was interesting because the wife had, at the end was tired and she admitted, like, you know, I really do wish sometimes that I could just live in and have, you know, my neighbors be my friends, my kids hang out with other kids. Like, we gave all that up. And you can see, like, he, you know, she just, and now I think, and I heard she's sticking up for him on Facebook, because I went and did some due diligence afterwards. But, well, I just think, because now she's, what's she going to do? Like, it's like, she's stuck there.
She already chose her side. And for you guys, it's on Apple TV.
Yes.
Just if you go looking for it.
This was the fight before Christmas. Yeah, and again, if you just a study in that kind of personality, and unfortunately, I've had it a few times, and I've had to deal with it. And now I deal with it more with friends who have that. And when I see just how horrified they are, and sometimes for years, they still can't believe it. I'm like, you gotta like, just know. Anyway, and I think there's more of them, more guys like that that are going to be popping up, unfortunately. All in the name of Christmas.
Yay. I thought I was getting into a nice Christmas movie.
No. See, Kels, what I'm doing is, like, on the one end, I know, Kels, because you're so light, and that I swear to God, because you don't see a lot of the darkness around you, it doesn't come near you.
Good
point. Then at the same time, I'm afraid if it does, you won't be ready. So that's why I have you on a little bit more on guard now, where you live in LA.
Yeah.
So when you do get, like, you were accosted almost right a few weeks ago, you're ready. You're alert.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the same with this. Like, I get, like, the whole thing confused you. Why am I seeing it? And then also, like, I'm confused by this person, but don't be. What do I always say? Most of the stuff is easy to figure out. You know, you don't cop out by saying he's crazy or I'm confused. No, you get it. He was like one of those really super petty people. It was all about him, and he'll die to be right. And that's it. And I just wanted you to see it because, God forbid, your mother, your father, your sister, your friends, or you ever have to deal with that. Now you kind of have a better angle on that kind of personality. And most of the time I could just say, you just have to get the fuck away. And that's what really sucks. Like, those people are in really nice houses. It seemed like such a nice neighborhood, but, you know, unless you're willing to go there and have someone take them away in a car, never see him again, you know. But I hope now, maybe with this movie coming out, maybe the legal system, because he's just going to keep appealing and making their lives hell. And because he's a lawyer, he can keep doing it and draining all their incomes, you know. And I swear to God, I always say losers love limbo. Losers love lawsuits too.
That's hilarious.
You know, well, because think about it. Like, most of us want to be, I mean, I would think you want to be building, creating, doing, living. When you're in a lawsuit, you're not. You're stuck, and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to either get something back or defend yourself.
Yeah, to me that sounds like a big-ass headache.
Even it is. And even if you're the plaintiff, it still sucks because you've been wronged and you're trying to get – it's just – but there are people that love them. And again, those are the people you go, oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Next.
Thank you, next.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
No, thank you.
You know, because, at some point it'll be you. So I don't know. I love to get you guys' thoughts on our Patreon feed or at Better Together with Maria about this, because I'm curious as to your thoughts, if it kind of, you know, moved you in the way it moved us. And I certainly hope it does help you either go easier on yourself if you had to deal with someone like that, to know that there's not as much you could have done that you thought.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Or even, like, it's just kind of nice to know you're not the only one that's had to deal with that before. Because, I've had it in my life. Actually, one time in college, and then even afterwards, and it's funny. It was just like watching the same thing over again. You know, the Right Man Complex. Anyway. Yeah, I've been sending out these. I don't know what's made me start it. My random texts of gratitude. I think I said last week I sent one to my mom, and I mentioned she did for me 30 years ago. And I was like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people that we should be grateful to and aren't. Maybe because I feel like a lot of people aren't. Maybe, and I don't know if this is true, but maybe it's because I feel like a lot of people aren't grateful to me for everything I've done for them, and I don't want to be like them. But I sent another one out this week to a friend from college that really helped me when I transferred schools. I didn't really know anyone. It was a very small, clicky college. Really helped me a lot, you know, in my transition to the school. And I love our school and I love all of our friends so much. And so I just reached out. And by the way, he's not a warm and fuzzy guy. He's like a old school, you know, but I was like,
he's like, why are you sending me this text?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to do it anyway. And you know, he didn't respond right away because I think he was like, wait, what? Why am I getting this like text saying, hey, thank you for back then, you know, helping me restore my faith in people and, you know, having this, you know, always having being strong and helping, you know, just a lot of different things. And he did it the next day. He responded and was like, you know, you can always tell a real friend when you haven't talked in years and you still feel like, you know, you haven't left off anywhere else and whatever. It's just, it was nice. That so I, nice. I'm going to keep doing it. I recommend it to other people too.
I don't know. I just thought of this. I sent one last night and I sent a voice memo to someone and it's like someone I'm not like extremely close with, but they said something to me that's like really stuck with me for a long time. And I literally sent them a voice memo and I'm like, you're probably going to think I'm kooky, but I just wanted to tell you that this really like, that's so funny. It's coming full circle.
Kelsey, that's why we're partners.
That's right. That's right. But I do. I believe that, like, if you, and this is what I said in the voice memo too, if someone's made an impact on your life or has made you feel a certain way, like, you should tell them. And, like, I would want people to do the same to me. So that's so funny. I love that, Kev.
Random texts of gratitude.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, and I think it's even to the people that, like, my mom least would expect it. And this guy would least expect it. And I think that's because that brings me out of my comfort zone.
Me too.
It's easy to do it to the people, like, that are close and, you know, and still do it for them. But I think that it's the people that, you know, that would seem the most distant. You never know.
Right.
And then you just have to kind of be brave and know that you might be making an idiot out of yourself.
I'm going back and forth in my brain about, because I haven't heard back from mine, which is fine. Again, it's fine.
No, but it's okay. But your intention was pure and awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that you did that.
No,
and I did it at
that's
the same
so
time.
Funny.
Yeah.
Look at us.
And now,
even on different coasts, we're on the same wavelength.
I think every week I'm going to try send one out if I can. You know,
I think we should. And we come back
I think
RGF
it's easy.
And we tell it's our accountability partner.
Yes, you're right. All right. So I did mine this week. You did yours. Mm-hmm. So next week. Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. And again, let us know if you guys want to join up on that. Random text of gratitude things, let us know and let us know how it's working for you too. But I just think there's something nice about it. By the way, just another shout out, King Richard, for a movie that will feel good and not be like it's crazy.
So good.
What a great movie.
Holy cow.
Yeah. What a really, really great film. I mean, it's funny because Maria was just like, I think you guys were saying the same things. Like, how did he know? And that wasn't the thing that really impressed me because I'm like, I look at that and go, how would he not know? But I realize that's how I've always, like, here's Maria. And I knew when I saw her, I'm like, no, I know who you are. But then it was the endurance, what he unwavered. And I think, it's so wonderful when you can get a coach, obviously when you get a dad coach. But what's really sad, Kelsey, is that for every Serena and Venus, right? There's probably 100,000 other kids that had parents like that that don't make it. And then the kids hate them.
Totally.
I gave up my child. And yeah. You pushed me. But
yeah,
the thing is, here was the thing you got to remember is that even if those two didn't end up being pro stars, tennis stars, they were going to be successful at anything.
Because they had the work ethic. They were trained.
All that stuff is healthy. And I think that, unfortunately, as the pendulum has swung, I think there's a lot of healthy takeaway as a parent that I feel like today's parent would be vilified for that.
Interesting. It will kind of helicoptery.
Overly pushing them, yeah. Helicopter. It would be fine if it was, you're going to do this, this, and this. And then we have prom. And then we have, and look at how big your Christmases are. No, he was like a badass. No, you're going to be humble. No, you're going to, all of it. By the way, Maria's dad, it was similar. The only thing is Maria's dad didn't have a plan. This guy had a plan. I had a plan. Maria's dad was more like, this is how you're going to be programmed to go out and be a fine young citizen in the world. But I feel like we're tearing down because it's hard to verbalize this, but it's almost like, I see so many parents still, they're all about the kids' happiness. And not about, building their tools and giving them the tools to go out and succeed in the world. They're all about like those, that 18 years needs to just be the most magical Disney experience or we failed. And then they wonder why the kids, at 22 or whatever, they fly the coop and they don't give a crap. They just come back for money or whatever. But I think, because he's from tough circumstances, he's African-American, all that stuff. We just see the success of what he did and all the things he overcame. But I swear to God, if someone else practiced those tools, Kelsey, I feel like a lot of people today would say, hey, leave them alone, lay off them. You're going too hard on the kids, and right now, because it all worked, it looks, yay.
The neighbor did that to him, remember? And also, I remember, or at least I was talking to my dad about it after, that the dad, when Venus and Serena were coming up, was really kind of seen negatively. Like, he was seen as a kook.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. He was seen as, and by the way, I felt like it. You know how many times when I go into a room, it's like, oh, here he is.
Really?
Here comes the blowhard, the blowhard guinea from Boston. Yeah.
Really?
Because, bitch, I know. I just put my feet up on the desk. I'm like, really? What do you want? Yeah. You want her to act? You want her to host?
Okay.
Oh, you don't have a teleprompter? You want to do off the top of your head? Great. Oh, you want to do a commercial and sell more Pantene shampoo for you than anyone else? Done. I'm sorry if I know. And he knew. He's like, yeah, no, not only are they amazing, they're the best. You just don't see it because you're a civilian, but let me help you. And then when they don't see it, you go, which I've always done. It's like, okay, I get you don't see it. Let me go show you. But I've done that with Daria. I've done that with Ebony. I've done that with Kathy Kelly. Beth Bears. There's just so much. But again, when you know. And I used to say, people would say to me, some of her like mid-level people in our business, like, yeah, geez, you really got a lot of confidence in her. I mean, it's just fact. Like, I know what I know. Like, it's... Anyway. And he knew it with his two kids. He just knew. He was like, how do you not see it? And if you notice, though, even though Dylan McDermott with the evil kind of character, I don't even know if that's the actor's name, but there was one, actor with the glasses and the hair slicked back and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was, like, trying to, we'll give them free tennis rackets and stuff and yes. Have them...
Yes.
But even he knew. So the people at the top.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
New, it's just the people usually in the middle that don't, unfortunately. And then you've got people who know, but they don't want you to know, either so they can devalue or they're jealous and they want to stop you. So for me, I've never been that person. When I see someone I know, if they're on my team, great. If they're not on my team, I still know, and I'm not going to stop them. I'm excited for them usually, unless they're trying to hurt me. But yeah, he knew, and he had a plan. There's another movie out there. It was Searching for Bobby Fischer. It was a chess movie. And Joe Mantegna plays the father, and the son's a chess prodigy. And the teacher's like, hey, lay off him. You're pushing the kid too hard. And the father said something to the effect of, like, he is as good at this as you will ever be at anything in your life. You know, and there's another line that, you know, I love my movies. In the movie Cobb, Ty Cobb, who was the greatest hitter of all time back in the day, he told the sports writer, he's like, you've never been this close to greatness in your entire life. And both of those things apply to Maria. I always say, like, Maria, they've never been that close to greatness in their lives. And she is as good at what she does as most of the civilians will be at anything they do. She just needed coaching and someone to help and guide her and bring that out in her. And I also come from a camp that the dad comes from, is that when you have that gift, you use it. You don't have it sit there, and you use it to the fullest extent, my belief. Now, I get where if somebody says, hey, it's causing mental illness, anxiety. No, walk away. You don't want the wheel, because if the wheels come off the wagon, like, what good is it? But I feel like, as much as we're celebrating that movie, I really wish more people would look at that and say, because it could have all gone another way and he would be the bad guy.
Yeah. You know? Well, and what I thought was interesting too, Kev, is like, he still protected them and their mental health in ways while pushing them in others.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you bend, don't break.
Right. Exactly. So he didn't
have
let them...
to know when. Mm-hmm. You got to know when as a coach to go, okay, nope. Yep. They're going to break. It's too much.
Right. Don't put them in juniors.
We got to chill. Exactly. And by the way, like, we don't know in the movie, like, it was the movie that obviously had to show that stuff because it's Hollywood. And I bet you, to be fair, he was probably even harder on them. To be fair.
I bet he was too.
But you don't become the greatest of all time. And by the way, if there were no Serena, then Venus would have been the greatest of all time. It's just Serena was that much better. But that just shows you how great Venus was and still is. And by the way, you know, Maria's... anyway, the name drop of the day, Maria
Francis Serena.
Has gone shopping with her a couple times.
Yeah, and she was telling us
she was
that.
Really good to Lita and just
so cool.
Really great girl.
They're amazing. I didn't realize how much Venus had paved the way before Serena. I didn't
little
realize
14
that.
Year old, all of that
like,
on
I
her shoulders.
Have chills. Holy cow.
Right?
Insane.
But having dad or having a coach or someone. And then the other thing I'd like to say is, let's not rule out mom. The masculine
mom
and feminine energy, the balance again, which is why we're all better together. You know, we're so busy canceling everyone and everything. It's like masculine and feminine energy, which doesn't have to come from a man. I don't think has to come from a man or a woman, but the masculine and feminine energy, the way the parents balanced each other off was superb, you know?
And the way mom would take, you know, like Venus, they could only afford having Venus or letting Venus have the coach, mm-hmm. the initial coach. So mom was taking Serena and working on her shots.
And by the way, and they the other thing too is it's inspirational because they figured shit out. And I'd like to think we've always as a family been good at, hey, we figure it out. But what they did was, so Venus was getting the high-end coaching. They could afford one coach. They would film the coaching sessions. Then they would review and use those principles to teach, the mom would teach Serena.
So cool.
It's genius, you know? Just making things work. Yeah, really cool. Really cool. I had a friend from, I've always talked about this, but in private life, but I had a friend I grew up with that ended up playing pro baseball, and his dad was the same way with he and the brother. Like we would, when we were just like civilian kids. So it was like, oh, let's go swimming today. Like, nope, we have a game. The father, I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, so do I. I'm on, like, well, dad said, like, we couldn't swim. And I was on the same team with them. I played with them all along, but we were more civilians. That father was very, very focused with those kids. And by the way, he knew what those kids were. I was never going to make pro, but he knew. And they did. They went on to make pro. And one of the kids actually coaches in the NFL, NHL now, to this day. So, yeah, I thought, I don't know, it was a lot I had to say about that movie, and I just loved it. I think Will probably, he should get an Oscar.
Oh,
because he really transformed.
Oh,
it's funny,
God.
You know, Will Smith is playing a guy who the character's younger than him, but he played it in a way you could feel. He reminded me of my father in the sense that he was older than he was physically. And a lot of those guys from back then, I found they just were, like you could see all the miles on his body, on the father's body. And Will played it that way. Like you could just feel, mm-hmm. it was almost like the, you know, the tracksuit top he had on, the shorts, like literally had weight in it, weighing him down, you know, the slouched over, kind of walking slowly, like my dad. My dad was about that same age too at the time. And you know, was same thing, was like by his like late 30s,
exhausted.
Was just walking slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So I thought it was great. I recommend it honestly. And like this, you know, when movies were movies, this was the time of year all the cool ones were coming out. So it's refreshing to see that we do have one. I'm sure there's going to be more, you know, keep a lookout for it. Yeah, when we get back, I had we'll go over like a question you can ask yourself. I'll give you an example of someone I was coaching this week that came up, and it made me think of ways it might help you if you're someone with giant dreams or goals and they don't seem to be happening. There might be an easy way to deal with it. So when we get back.
Hey, Hill Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, and you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects.
Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the Light Up Haunted House for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Oh, hello, Kelsey Meyer.
Hello.
Kelsey, are you ready for me to come home or what?
I am ready for you to come home.
Okay, good.
I feel like you guys it's wild because it's like...
No, I know.
You were only home for 0.2 seconds.
I kind of think this is my new normal.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to have to go away again.
I know, for Christmas.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. So, or around that time. I don't know. I think the new normal is going to be a lot of travel. But anyway,
Kevin's
needless to say. Yeah, it was funny. Like a lot of times we have, I guess because of the business we're in, Kelsey, you know, I deal with people that just have these huge goals, huge dreams. And by the way, maybe it could be to be the greatest tennis player of all time or a professional tennis player. But yet it's not happening for them. And then when I open the hood up, I see that they're making decisions and doing things that are contrary to that. And so I have one friend who, for example, wants to be super successful financially. Stocks, everything. Like, this person is very, very focused on wanting to become a multimillionaire. Not materialistic, just, you know, my family was poor their whole life. I'm tired of it. I don't want it anymore. And I'm all in. This is what I want to do. Great. Okay. But I noticed that he was putting out stupid things on social media, politically charged. And it doesn't matter what side, just polarizing, politically charged shit. And ended up losing a couple of friends and contacts over it. And as he was sitting in the anger and the hurt of losing the friends, why, you know, I did so much for them for 10 years, and he did. And, you know, my advice was, hey, like, your actions should speak louder than your words. You, for a decade, you did all of these things to help this person. And your words, which could have been taken either way, weren't enough to cut your throat. But even that being said, let's take a step back and, you know, what is it that you really want? What is it you really want? And it was like, well, I just feel like, you know, things are unfair and whatever. And I, you know, it's not right the way things are going in our country. And I feel like that, okay, great. So is that what you really want? You want fairness? When life is always going to have their moments of being unfair, you're going to have things that seem fair, things that are not. I mean, there's things you can't really control, but it's, that what you really want? Yes. I go, well, okay, well, I was under the impression the last few years you really wanted to become a multimillionaire. Well, I do. Well, what is it you really want? It's like, well, I mean, what do you really want? What do you really want? Do you want a world that's fair, or do you want to be a multimillionaire? What is it you really, really want? I guess I really want to be a multimillionaire. Okay. So now we know that's what you really want. How does sending out those toxic texts or polarizing tweets or whatever it is you're doing, how is that going to help you become a multimillionaire? Because I can give you 10 reasons why it's going to hurt you. A lot of people are not going to want to do business with you that are on the other side of that. And the ones that are on your side, it's just not worth it. Now, if you want to run for office, okay, different. If you are a political pundit or political analyst or, you know, a political journalist, great. But that's not, you really want to become a multimillionaire. And so I gave him that as an exercise. I said, from now on, I really, all the decisions you make and the reactions you want to have, I want you to pause and think, is this going to make me a multimillionaire? And again, I keep studying that stoicism, but even in Maria's first book, I said, respond, don't react. And we all react to things. We get angry. No, pause. You might not have any control over what comes at you, but you can't control how you respond. Give it a moment. Maybe no response. But in that time you want to respond, think, is that going to get me to my goal? If you've got these lofty goals, you have to ask yourself. And a lot of people don't. And when I hear people that have these goals, I want to be an influencer. I want to be a successful actor. I want to be, you know, these again, because of our business, Kelsey, you know, and then like, okay, well, let's go over your day and the choices you've made. Does that get you toward your goal, that choice? So anyway, I'm hoping that that helps him, but I also really wanted to share that with everyone, because if you can think of what you really want, by the way, it doesn't have to be career stuff. I really want to, I don't know, get married. I really want to get healthier. I really want to run a marathon, whatever it is. I think that, you know, having that as your kind of beacon to see and go toward, it helps you make decisions and choices and reactions or not reactions. Does that make sense, Kelsey?
Oh, major sense. And I think about that. I mean, honestly, Kev, this is going to be so silly, but I think about it even in like the smallest of things. I think about my stomach. What I really want right now is to be 100% healthy and better. And I know that this journey is waves, and this last week has not been a great tummy week, which has been like, I know, making me pretty distraught, but we're working on it. And it's also, you know, it's like little choices. Like this afternoon, I'm allowed to have one coffee. She doesn't really tell me I can't have a second, but it's just not suggested. And I wanted a second one and I was going to go get it. And then I was like, no, because what do you really want, Kelsey? Like, what is your goal? You're fine without the second coffee, and the second coffee is probably going to wreck some sort of havoc. So it's like, I even think about it in the like most minor of things. Or when I'm shopping, I always think, I go back to it too. I have Kevin in the back of my head. How is this going to like support you in your dream or what you want? Like, do you really need this? So anyways, I think that it's a great, and I think the what's the word I'm thinking? I can't think. Practice of just asking like what you really want is a big one, because I think that we often like kind of cover up with other things, or we're scared to say what we really want. But it's like, no, what do you really, really
want? And then, you know, and then sometimes, Kels, then you have to really be honest, go, I guess that's not what I really want.
Right. And that's okay.
I guess I really do want to just, you know, spew toxic stuff online and be that. And like, you know, it's funny. I've said this before too, but there's a great episode of Breaking Bad called Half Measures. And the guy tells a story, and he ends the story by saying, no more half measures. And what he means by that is like, no more half-assing anything. No more going halfway. I'm going to go all the way. And I think that when you do things halfway, like you're spewing hatred or whatever you're doing in this person's case and trying to be a successful stockbroker, you only get half the results, and then you're usually miserable. And I said, the future I see for you, it's like, I see you with some money, so you won't be poor. I said, I see you with some money. I said, don't see you at the goal that you want to achieve. I see you as someone who will be in the middle class. You'll be at the bar, and next to you will be other guys who are of your status, and you'll all be bitching at why the people, the government, the this, the that, all were the reasons why you guys didn't become who you wanted to be in life. And that's what I see right now.
And what was the reaction? You,
well, it, this is someone who's always been very hard to get through to. And it really spooked him because for whatever reason, it got through to him. And I've not, because I've been saying this to him for years. But I just said, you got a message with this one friend of dumping you. You just got, I don't agree with the friend dumping you because you were really a good friend to that person. And what you wrote wasn't really, but at the same time, now you, you know, this was a lesson presented to you. What do you really want? So if that's what you really want, then that's what you're going to get. You're not going to get your dream, but you'll get your shit out there. And that maybe feels better for you than what you think you really want. I really want to live to 100, but I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. That's not what you really want. You really wanted to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. So it could lead you to that place. Like, hey, you know what? I guess that's not what I really wanted. You know,
what a wild
I mean,
for exercise.
Myself, I've been in this situation too.
Yeah.
I always thought I really wanted, let's say, to be on a sitcom writing staff. But if I look at all the things I did in my career, it's not what I really wanted. And now I realize, like, no, I wouldn't want to be with, say, 17 other writers hoping my one joke gets in and hoping that Friday night, and by the way, they don't have these kind of tapings, as many these 4-camera setups anymore. And then hoping on that Friday night, whatever audience they load in, whatever mood that audience is in, hopefully they'll laugh at my joke. And if they don't, then I'm worried about my job. And I'm like, no, like, it's not what I really wanted. But I thought that's what I really wanted, but it wasn't. And so I did everything else. I wrote books. I did built AfterBuzz. I helped Maria's career, you know, made indie films. So anyway, I think there's a double lesson in that. But I did want to just share it.
I love that.
So
I'm going to go home and practice. I'm going to say, what do you really want? Actually, I think I know what I really want, but I do think it's a good exercise because I think it can like evolve too, you know, like for your different chapters and your different seasons in your life. So if you think that you know what you really want or you knew 2 years ago, I guarantee it's different now. So
I look at Maria now and, you know, we were talking about it today and there's a whole other thing in what I'm about to say for Maria and I both. There's things that, and we have a mutual friend doing this too, Kelsey. There's things we hang on to because it was our dream at one time. And now it's a stubborn thing of like, almost like an OCD thing. Like, I have to accomplish this dream. No, you don't understand. Like, but it's really not your dream anymore. And then it's mourning that it's grieving the fact that not that you didn't make the dream, but that grieving more that you just, that you don't want that anymore. But that's what's been hard for me. But the pandemic has really helped me to see like, yeah, I don't really want that anymore. You know, I don't think I want that anymore. And I think Maria's different because so much came at her so fast. And then she worked like a speed train for 7 days a week for decades. So poor Maria she didn't even have time to figure out what she wanted. I was doing that for her. I know you'll love to wrestle. I know you'll want to be on One Tree Hill. I know. And I was right. By the way, like I have something, even with Costa right now, Maria's dad, I'm still in the, I know what's going to make his heart sing more than he does. Like right now he's down for obvious reasons. He lost his wife. And there's some extracurricular things I want him to do, or Maria wants him to do. And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm going to figure it out and make these things happen for him. But I know, because I know the daughter and I know him, he's going to like afterwards be like, I'm glad I did this. But yeah, Maria's that's a whole different animal. But for me and friends we know, like Kels, there's just certain times where the universe had other plans for you from the original dream you had. And then now it's like, wait, I don't really want that dream anymore. I'm still fighting for that dream because I think I need to, and it's been programmed in me for so long, but it's not really what I want.
Well, and then it's like Kev and Kendra Scott, you guys, is on the show next week, and you're going to love this interview. And she kind of talks about this a little bit. You're so stubborn and think that you still want that old dream that you're fighting all of this good stuff that's coming to you, and you don't even realize that all these doors are being opened because you're fighting so much for this old dream that you still want. And it's like you have to take a step back. And like she talks about with her hat shop to her jewelry, she was finally, you know, her, like you guys say, the Windex was wiped on her eyes and she could see clearly. And she was like, okay, whoa, I was holding on to that. And, you know, look at all of this that's now in front of me. Maybe I should go this way. And now look at her. So I think
what blocks most people, and I think a lot of females, at least my female friends, is the shame, the societal shames, I think anxieties,
judgment,
all of it, self-judgment, judgment from others, toxic relationships, and it's just too much to seek. What I thought of, I say that because when I think of the Windex, if you could spray Windex and clean that out, you could see things clearly. So many people, by the way, even Maria, you guys, I just said this to her in the car. I'm like, I still think there's 30% of the things that she has anxiety and stresses about, she doesn't need to. And that's what's where it wears her down and tires her out and takes her away from things that are either productive or fun or joyful. And she's working on it, and I want her to keep working on it. But I think there's a lot of, I see it in a lot of people, but I, like I said, I see it a lot in the middle class, but then I see it even more in just women in general. They have a really hard time because they're carrying so much shit that they just don't need to be carrying. And again, if you can ask that one question, what I really want, and then really say with every action you take, like, is that going to help me get there? Is this friendship going to help me get there? Is this relationship going to help me get there? Is this, you know, is this job? Is this decision I'm going to make? Is this whatever I'm going to put in my mouth? Whatever it's going to be, you know? So for Kelsey, it's like, right now it's her health. And then eventually it's probably, you know, she's posting in her career. And so, but you can't do that without the health. So anyway, I think the other thing too is, you know, we had a couple of things come up this week where I swear to God, like, the only time we came home for Christmas was years ago, like maybe a decade ago, longer. And it was our first time home because Maria and I, we always had the orphan Christmas first. It was just her and I and baby and Benny and our like Charlie Brown tree that was like bent and not like, but we made the best of it without any really family or friends. And then in time, because we didn't want other people to have to deal with what we dealt with, we would kind of have an orphan Christmas for all the hosts at AfterBuzz and Thanksgiving. We'd have all the hosts come to our house. And then one year we decided, okay, well, let's just bite the bullet and go home. Let's go back to Connecticut, the house in Connecticut. And it was, to say it was disaster is an understatement. It was disaster. All the way to the fact that Noelle, my beloved little apricot handicapped poodle, ended up taking a turn for the worse when I was gone, probably because I wasn't there and I had to come back home and let her go. But and when we first got home here, it was almost similar. Like things were going in the same way. And I said to myself, okay, well, what's going on in the universe? What awareness can I bring to this? And how do I respond to it all? And I said, you know, I'm going to respond differently than we responded a decade ago. Maria, it's like, yeah, I'm going to respond differently too. We're not going to respond like we did years ago, you know. And that's the other thing too, the definition of insanity. It's like doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. So I was tempted to kind of, you know, do what we did before, which is either pack up and run or start kicking people out, whatever. And like, nope. We have to do this differently. And we responded differently. And sure enough, everything turned around because we did.
What a cool lesson.
Yeah. I mean,
I like that.
So
it's hard to break those patterns, but
it's really hard.
But you know, it's
the other
nice
thing too is that
go ahead,
I wanted to keep your thought, Kelsey, because I'm sure it's important. I think so many of us, and again, I say to the Heal Squad because we're all very much alike, so many of us, we give away our power and we don't realize the power we have and we give it away. And that's why we end up in these situations. So, but say what you're going to say, Kelsey.
No, mine ties nicely into that, actually, because I was going to say we gave away our power, but also, you know, we do these things over the same things over and over again. So it's like you really have to, you know, have someone that you trust who's a cheerleader. Like, I'm so lucky I have you, Kev, who can shake me or can, like, you know, coach me and can help me and, like, show me, hey, this is, you're doing the same thing over, because a lot, oftentimes we don't see it. We don't realize it. We don't know we're giving our power away. We don't know these things. So it's like, have that, like, get that person in your life, you guys, or really work. Those friendships are also hard. Like, they're hard to, Kevin and I have been through, in our short amount of time, we've been through a lot. That's why we're so close, you know? So I think it's really like fostering those relationships and being
the people
aware.
Can have you on point. And listen, exactly. You know, but I feel bad, Kelsey, because some people don't have that.
Right. No, I agree.
And there's ways to get them, and you're going to kiss a lot of frogs to get to your princes or princesses as far as those kind of friends go. But I think you can still take the time, go out to nature, pause, really reflect, you know, on, okay, and be more aware and realize when these things are happening, you know, like, how can you, what did it happen before? And knowing that, whatever's going on in you too, and this is what I'm learning in Stoicism, but I always practiced myself, was that keep seeing these things as lessons. Like, okay, what's the, what, this is a lesson. This is something the universe is presenting me. Why? And how do I respond to it? And I know it's all easy said, but you know what though? I will say, not just saying it to promote the show, but you do have the show as a resource. You can always get in touch with us. You can get in touch with other members of the Heal Squad. You know, and as long as you present all the facts, you can't just present your side. You have to present all the facts. But yeah, I don't know, Kelps.
I'm ready for you to come back now. We have to, we'll be in studio together next week, which is very exciting.
Yes, I'm excited about that as well. And, yeah, and I think we'll be doing some socializing as well.
What?
Yeah, there's some.
What?
This, yeah, we have to have some Christmas socializing at the house. Then I think there's a couple of like parties that I'm probably going to take you to. We'll have to go.
I'll take you to my parties.
I probably won't be able to make those.
Well.
No, these are ones where you can meet some really like industry people. You know, like
that.
I think
it's crazy, Kev, because it's like everything's been shut down like as long as we've known each other. So it's so funny, like the world's opening back up and I'm like, oh my god, what, we go do things? Because it was just you and I hitting up Hooters in Boston,
you know. Well, the thing is, we have to fix your
and the
stomach.
Kowloon. Yeah, I know,
we have to fix your stomach. And and yeah, and I think you know, if you guys can, this is when I don't have to this year because I organized all my houses because of my renovations. But this is the time I start organizing slowly but surely, every closet, every drawer, every, you know, and it just sets you up for the new year in such a great way. But along with that, it's like, you know, what do you want in the new year? What are the goals? What are the things you want to achieve? And we've talked about this before, but like, what's that one word you're going to go to? You know, last year I don't think I even had one. I think last year was canceled for me because of Lisa and Maria. Everyone was just around me sick or dying. But usually I come up with one word. And I think the one 2 years ago was upgrade.
How funny.
And I think this year could be upgrade again, or it might be integrate. Like it's time to integrate some of the upgrades. But upgrade is like, I wanted to upgrade my houses, my everything around me, wardrobe, everything I could, but even people and friends. And, you know, last was nice. I went out with my mentor when I was in LA, and it's funny how everything lines up, because he was so grateful to us and our friendship. And he was like, we need to do this more. Like, I don't know why we don't do this more. I don't know. And so could be upgrade for me, but think about what your words are. Like, what's that one word you can always point to and go, oh, I remember I got a upgrade. I think what else? I'm trying to think some other ones I've had before too.
I don't remember mine from last year, I'm going to be honest with you. We talked about it.
Yeah. Anyway, focus, and I get so
I don't know.
Anyway, well, Kelsey.
Well, Quaid.
We don't have a bad baby update. I will tell you, whoa, Vicky continues to bring her game up.
Hell yeah. Kev sent me a great video of her working out the other day.
How about whoa, Vicky is really surprising us.
Yeah.
She's working out. She's upped her style.
Yep.
She's very Christian.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, just saying.
Killing it.
I don't have a bad baby update, unfortunately. I don't have a Doja Cat update. I don't have a Meg Thee Stallion update.
I have a Meg Thee Stallion update.
I feel like I'm really
update.
Falling behind. What's that?
I have a Meg Thee Stallion update. So,
Meg Thee Stallion. I thought you said Meg the Stallion.
No, the.
Thank you.
So, a current TikTok trend is people are mashing one of Adele's songs with Megan's backup dancers and her, like, backup dance that she has for one of her, it's Kev, I'll have to send it to you. It's the funniest thing ever, you guys. So Adele was like, oh, I don't make music for TikTok. And so everyone's like, oh yeah, you do. And they mashed the two and it's hilarious.
I am an Adele fan. I do
her new album just hits right here. A lot of tears shed.
I have an amazing idea for a TikTok video.
Okay.
I'm in like just t-shirt and jeans, right? Okay. Music's playing.
Okay.
And I put my hand like straight to the camera lens,
uh-huh.
Like this,
uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I pull back and I'm
different.
In a suit.
What? Yes. Wow, that's never been done. Never been done.
How dope AF will that be?
Really cool.
Like literally, I don't even think that's been done.
Never been done.
Right?
Great idea.
All right,
Kev.
So when I get back, we're going to shoot that?
Absolutely.
All right, so start thinking of the music.
Oh, I got you.
Right?
Whatever's trending.
And maybe we'll do a bunch. So it'll be jeans and t-shirt.
Okay.
Then to a suit. Then I'll put the hand in. I pull back. And then what? Like, do I do like a ugly Christmas sweater?
Whoa.
I think that would be, or is that like just
that
too much?
Be,
people
no,
aren't
that,
ready for that.
No,
maybe
that could be fun for Christmas.
Too original. People aren't ready for that.
I like that. I think that could be fun for Christmas.
I just am afraid people are going to steal the idea.
I know. But we won't let them.
Because, by the way, I can't think of anything more original or captivating
yep.
than that.
Same. Now I've got Adele song stuck in my head. If you're going to let me down, let
all right,
me down.
All right, Kelsey, get us out of here.
Don't pretend that you don't want me. Do you want that song?
Kelsey,
just kidding.
I want to be a queen. Thank you. Guys, while you're out there having fun, sending your random texts of gratitude, asking that one question of what you want in your life, and then making those choices and responses around that question. Taking this time to see friends you haven't talked to or seen in years. Great scam about Christmas. I get to talk to all my old friends.
Yep.
And if I can't get together with them for a drink, I can pick up the phone or FaceTime them. Wonderful excuse. But at the end of the day, just remember why I think we regular guys and gals are here. It's just to learn from our mistakes, help each other, and have a few laughs along the way. Kelsey, if you'd be so kind.
Bye, betches. Bye,
that's
you guys.
So crisp the way you say it. No.
Thank
it's
you.
It's so crisp. Every time I try it, it's bye, bitches.
Batch.
Batch. Your damsel in distress don't need to save me.